Hundreds of billions of dollars are bet illegally on sports every year in the United States. Not surprisingly, the exact number is hard to track down. Still, as Connecticut lawmakers ponder bills to legalize sports betting this legislative session, capturing some of that revenue stream is a motivating factor. Here's Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano with the second in his series examining sports betting.
If you log on to some overseas website to place a bet, or you do it through a bookie at the local bar, or even if you and your buddy have 20 bucks riding on the Giants-Cowboys game, you're betting illegally. Local radio personality Joseph Schlosser used to be a morning talk show host known as Sebastian on The Rock 106.9. He's also a handicapper at SebastianSports.com, meaning people go to him for betting advice.
I guess local bookies get the customers through referrals and who do you know and yada, yada, yada. And somebody that had bought my sports picks at one time, I guess, was making bets with him and asked me if I wanted to put bets in through him. And I said, sure.
In 2010, he and about a dozen others were arrested on illegal gambling charges for betting through a bookmaker named Paul Graziano.
I got accelerated rehabilitation, paid a small fine.
When you add up the total bets, his handle was something like $300,000. But he doesn't think he should have been arrested for it.
I've been called by media people, friends, relatives, everybody I know that's ever placed a bet, and they were just beyond words as to how they could arrest somebody for making a bet.
Last May, the Supreme Court overturned a federal law that made sports betting illegal outside of Nevada, but left it up to the states as to what to do next. Since then, seven states, including Rhode Island, have legalized it. Most experts expect that to make a dent in the illegal market, and Sebastian agrees.
Any state that's complaining that they're in the red, I still don't know why they're taking so much time to work this out, because there's a definite market for this, and it would take the place of tolls. It would take the place of other tax.
Bookies will still let some people bet on credit, and not everyone wants to wait in line at a casino, so the illegal market likely won't die off. State police in Rhode Island, who run periodic wiretaps to investigate criminal gambling, say since sports betting was legalized there, they haven't made any arrests related to illegal bookmaking. But Lieutenant Commander Joseph Philbin says a couple of things may be going on here.
Special Investigations Unit will always keep an eye on subjects that are known to do this and frequent these establishments and commit these type of crimes. But when it becomes legal, it's a tougher sell to the people, you know, committing the resources and doing these big cases. We're always going to do them if they come our way, and we're going to keep an eye on people. But legalizing it, I would imagine, is going to put a dent in it.
The American Gaming Association has lobbied for the legalization of sports betting on behalf of casinos like Twin River. And they have a sense of the size of the market. The research indicates that $6 billion was bet on this year's Super Bowl. 97% of those bets were made illegally. Senior Director of Research Dave Foreman says that another part of the reason why states want to bring sports betting out of the shadows is so that customers don't have to worry about being paid out on their winnings.
The problem with that, especially the bookies and the online sites, is that there's no consumer protection for these folks, no assurance that their bet is going to be paid by some of these shady operators.
As Connecticut's legislature takes up bills related to sports betting, they are thinking about how to police the market, but they're really driven by the money. Representative Joe Varenja is helping determine best practice for sports betting, including what to tax would-be sportsbook operators. He says he recognizes both the opportunity and the difficulty of going up against a flourishing black market.
I think it's important that you have a reasonable tax rate, because the reality is we're competing with the underground, right? So it's important that we don't have these astronomical rates or astronomical fees.
The bills were recently discussed in a public hearing at Hartford's legislative office building. An executive for the online daily fantasy sports giant DraftKings showed up to testify. He's Chris Cipolla.
The illegal market exists, and estimates range, but a number that people have seemed to migrate towards is $150 billion underground industry. So we view it as, how do you move that money into the regulated space? And that goes back to making it convenient enough for people to move into the regulated space.
DraftKings' answer to convenience is mobile, being able to place a bet not by traveling to a casino, but right on the device that's always in your pocket. The company currently hosts a mobile platform in the legalized sports betting state of New Jersey. That's something Cipolla and his colleagues want Connecticut lawmakers to get in on. It's an alternative to offshore gaming, where many people now go to bet online illegally. But with the promise of convenience in mobile betting comes a problem, the threat of addiction. And that's what we'll explore in the next in our series on sports betting. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.